Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom, and today we're going to continue talking about Love Story.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to actually go back to the novel now, Love
Cool.
Story. I suppose, in a sense, we'll be talking about the movie as well. And I guess the main theme of this book is about love. All you need is love. La da 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 da. I think that song had come out at that time, so maybe the writer was influenced by that song by the Beatles. But we are talking about Love Story, the novel by Eric Segal.
That's right. For me, I'll be referring to this in my head as the movie because I haven't read the book.
Okay.
But we are going to talk about the themes within this book. Remember, we talked about how it's a romantic movie. It's a classic story of the rich guy, poor girl. Sometimes it's reversed. It's the poor guy, rich girl who get together and their families object. But they still can't be apart, so they marry, even though they're facing lots of forces against them. But this one, unfortunately, doesn't have a happy ending because someone dies.
Well, actually, this is kind of ironic because
yeah.
The girl who played, was it Jennifer?
Uh-huh.
In the movie, Ally McGraw, was in an earlier movie called Goodbye Columbus, in which she was from the rich family, and then the boyfriend was from a poor family. So they've kind of turned the tables here. But in any case, we are talking about Love Story today, and we'll probably mention some comments about the movie as we go along. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson now one time.
The main themes of Love Story are easily guessed from the title, the themes of love and family relationships. Love Story takes a deeper look into the intertwining nature of romantic relationships, as well as family relationships. The main plot revolves around Ollie and Jenny, who come from different worlds. The upper-class Ollie is born into wealth, while Jenny comes from a working-class family. Thus, the two are held to different expectations by their parents. However, in Ollie and Jenny's relationship, they both find support from each other and feel as though they are truly themselves, regardless of their backgrounds or how others see them. Their relationship symbolizes an American ideal, and one commonly seen throughout various movies, TV shows, and literature. Ollie's love for Jenny directly conflicts with his family's expectations, largely symbolized by Ollie's father. Mr. Barrett does not want Jenny and Ollie to get married. He argues that they are too young and that Ollie should finish law school first. Ollie also suspects that his wealthy father dislikes Jenny simply because she is poor. When Ollie chooses to follow his heart instead of his father's wishes, his father disowns him. This harsh treatment is in direct contrast to how Jenny's father reacts. Jenny's father supports Ollie and Jenny's wedding, even though the two have little money. He is warm and caring and even tries to convince Ollie to make up with his own father. Jenny's father serves as another familiar symbol in the novel, the ideal of a poor yet generous and loving father figure. This implies a greater theme of the book, love is all that matters.
All right, let's talk about today's lesson, everybody. Put on your thinking caps and concentrate and listen. And again, this is about Love Story, the novel, although we have mentioned that it also is a movie. And, of course, the movie came from a screenplay. Now, the main themes of Love Story are easily guessed from the title, the themes of love and family relationships. Yeah, it's pretty cut and dry there. It's pretty black and white there. Love Story, that's what it's all about, a story about love. And those are the main themes in this novel, love and family relationships. And, of course, our family relationships can either help us along with love or they can stand in the way.
That's right. Well, Love Story takes a deeper look into the intertwining nature of romantic relationships as well as family relationships. Intertwining means things that are connected or twisted together. For example, the word twine, T-W-I-N-E, which is part of the word, refers to a type of string where different pieces are twisted together to make that twine stronger, a rope, is twined or intertwined. So strings are twisting over and under each other. Well, some of our relationships are like that too. They're not just straightforward. People get involved with other people's families if they have a relationship. You can't ignore the fact that your significant other, your boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, has a family too, and you're going to have to get to know them and deal with the other family as well.
I guess you could say that these relationships are pretty complicated. They're not real simple, and romantic relationships are intertwined. They're complicated. They involve all sorts of different factors and aspects. And also, we're talking about family relationships, too, and those get involved with romantic relationships. Of course, you know, if you're going to take your boyfriend to meet your parents, well, there's always a chance that the parents won't like him, and the parents will say, nope, we're not going to let you marry that guy. He's no good for you. He's irresponsible. He's a bum. And if you dare marry him, we're going to disown you.
My dad would call some of those bad fellows an NG, a no good.
Really?
And it's interesting because since I've been in Taiwan, I've heard the Taiwanese use NG, like something has a problem, it's NG.
Yeah, I'd never heard that before.
My
until
dad
I came
says
to
it.
Taiwan,
yeah.
NG. I wonder if they still use that. That seems
Oh, I've
to
heard
be...
it. I just heard
I
it
have,
last week.
I have. Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. I haven't heard it in a while.
A mistake in a piece of writing. Someone said it was NG.
No good, right. But in any case, yes, we're talking about the intertwining nature of love and family. And the main plot of Love Story revolves around Ollie and Jenny, who come from different worlds. Now, in this sentence, we have the word revolve, which basically means one thing moves in a circle around something else, around a central point, for example. So, yes, the main plot always involves them. It's never going too far away from their story. And you could talk about this in astronomy. The Earth revolves around the Sun, the Moon revolves around the Earth, and the plot of this story revolves around Ollie and Jenny. It's mostly about them.
That's right. Well, the upper-class Ollie is wealthy. He was born into wealth, meaning his father or maybe his father's father had money. You can also call this kind of family old money. Oh, they're old money. And if you've just barely made your fortune, you're new money, which is kind of interesting. You hear that nowadays because people are able to become billionaires pretty quickly these days.
Yep.
If you're in the right business. So he's upper class, he's born into wealth, while Jenny, in contrast, comes from a working class family. Her parents work very hard. Sometimes a working class family, one of the two parents will have two or three jobs just to make ends meet. They have to work these multiple jobs because the pay or the salary for each job is not very high. And we all have bills to pay, so you have to work as much as you can to pay the bills.
Right, so if they're working class, they probably drive around a beat up old Chevrolet that's kind of rusty, and they listen to country music, and they might live in a trailer park or something like that, or at least a not-so-nice part of town. And they also have their own kind of language, too. I remember the working class people where I grew up talked a certain way, well, using a different kind of slang and messing up their grammar. They used ain't a lot. I ain't got no time to go see you tomorrow.
Well, they weren't very well educated, and so sometimes the language they use was not so high class or elevated. Yeah, ain't. You'll hear that sometimes, which is bad grammar.
Although it's fun to say sometimes.
It's fun. I do it on purpose.
I ain't got no time.
I ain't gonna do it.
Correct. You're supposed to say, I don't have any time.
And but, I ain't gonna do it is I'm not going to do it. Yeah.
That's right. But in any case here, yes, she comes from a working class family. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Mm-hmm. He's from a wealthy family. And thus, the two are held to different expectations by their parents. Held to different expectations. You could also say their parents have different expectations of them. We'll talk about what some of those expectations are in just a second, but an expectation is just something that you expect from somebody. You think they should do this, and if they don't do it, then you are going to be pretty mad.
Yeah. Notice that it is plural. Guys don't say different expectation,
no,
or my dad has expectations. expectation of me. No, must be plural. Always.
Plural. Always plural.
Always.
Expectations. Great Expectations, the famous Charles Dickens novel.
Yeah.
So, yes, they have different expectations of their kids. However, in Ollie and Jenny's relationship, they both find support from each other and feel as though they are truly themselves, regardless of their backgrounds or how others see them. That's a pretty long sentence here, but in Ollie and Jenny's relationship, however, they find support from each other. You could also say they support each other. They don't have these kinds of expectations. I'm the rich guy here, so you have to do what I say. No, I'm the poor girl here, so you have to buy me everything I want. No, they actually support each other, and I guess you could say it's kind of an equal relationship.
Yeah, it's nice. It's not that Ollie, who is more wealthy, tells Jenny what to do because he's got money and she doesn't. And they're themselves. They don't have to pretend to be other people, which is always great. You don't want to be in a relationship where you're pretending to be a certain way and you're not that way. You need to feel comfortable with each other. And they really, truly support each other. And they're themselves, regardless of their backgrounds or how others see them. They are just unique individuals, and they're authentic, they're real, they're true when they're together. Regardless of means, without paying attention to what came before. So they find support for each other, and they can truly be themselves, regardless of their backgrounds. They don't have to worry about their backgrounds. It doesn't affect how they act. And they can be authentic and real no matter how others see them. They don't care how others judge their relationship.
Yeah, regardless of, I could say, I'm going hiking on Yangmingshan tomorrow regardless of the weather. So if it rains, if it's sunny, I don't care. I'm going hiking anyway. So, yes, they're truly themselves regardless or without consideration of their backgrounds, and they don't care what other people think of them. I guess you can kind of get away with this in New York City because it's a big city and people can pretty much do anything they want to. Mm. And their relationship symbolizes an American ideal and one common seen throughout various movies, TV shows, and literature, novels, poems, etc. So this symbolizes an American ideal. To symbolize means to stand for something, to be the symbol of something. For example, lots of things symbolize, like the white pigeon or the dove symbolizes peace, for example. So this is the American ideal, I guess, that people should be themselves. People shouldn't judge other people depending on their race, on their age, on their gender, and on their financial status.
That's right. Someone who will never judge you, who only wants to help you, is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen now.
Hello everyone, 欢迎收听 English Digest, 我是 Sunny。今天我们要阅读的是 Unit 15, 文学单元的第三天课程。在今天的课程中，我们将深入分析 Love Story, 爱的故事这本小说。我们看到第一段的第二句， Love Story takes a deeper look into the intertwining nature of romantic relationships as well as family relationships. 爱的故事深思爱情关系和家庭关系纠结的本质。动词 intertwine 是纠结、交织在一起的意思。此句的 intertwining 是现在分词当作形容词来用，表示纠缠、交织在一起的。如果我们说 A and B are closely 或 inextricably intertwined， 意思就是说 A 和 B 紧密相连。例如The crime rate and the unemployment rate are closely intertwined. 犯罪率和失业率紧密相连。小说中的男女主角 Ollie 和 Jenny 来自不同的家庭背景，也因此对两人的恋情造成很大的影响，因为他们各自背负着家庭对他们的期望，但 Ollie 和 Jenny 却不顾一切的在一起。我们看到第一段的最后一句，Their relationship symbolizes an American ideal and one commonly seen through our various movies, TV shows, and literature. 他们的关系象征一种美国理想，通常在各种电影、电视节目和文学处处可见。动词 symbolize 是象征、代表的意思，相当于 represent, R-E-P-R-E-S-E-N-T。或 stand for。 如果我们要说 A 象征 B， 可以说 A symbolize, represent, stand for B， 或是 A is a symbol of B， 也可以说 A is symbolic of B。 例如 In many love poems, red roses are symbolic of passion and love。 在许多情诗里，红玫瑰象征热情和爱情。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about love story. We're talking about the main themes of love story.We've got the protagonist here, Oliver. He's from a rich background. His love, or the love of his life, Jennifer, is from a poor family. But they get along anyway, despite what other people might think. And Ollie's love for Jenny directly conflicts with his family's expectations. We did talk about expectations that people have of each other. Lots of parents have expectations of their children, for example. Mm-hmm. You need to do well on that test, and you need to get into Taiwan University and go on to Harvard and get your PhD and be a really rich, successful businessman or whatever. Those might be some rather big expectations that someone has for their kids. But here, the expectations that the family has for Ollie are in direct conflict, or they conflict with his love for Jenny. So to conflict, or to conflict as the verb form here, means they don't get along. They're totally opposite.
Yeah. It's hard if you have conflictions with someone, or the two of you are always in conflict. You could use that too. You just don't get along. You want one thing, they want another. It's kind of hard that way. And Ollie's love for Jenny is directly conflicted with his family's expectations. They don't want Jenny in Ollie's life. They want her out of his life. And this conflicts with Ollie because he loves her and wants her around. Mr. Barrett, who is Ollie's dad, does not want Jenny and Ollie to get married at all. Not even a little bit. He says, oh, you're too young, but honestly, he doesn't want them together at all. He argues that they are too young and that Ollie needs to finish school first. If you argue something, it means you're giving reasons why something should be done or to support an idea or some sort of action because you're trying to persuade somebody of your viewpoint. So he argues these are his reasons to support why they shouldn't get married. He's too young. You guys are so young. You should wait till Ollie finishes law school. But the truth is, Mr. Barrett does not want them to get married, even if Ollie's 42.
Right, and he probably thinks that if they wait for a while, Ollie will go to Harvard, and mm-hmm. he'll probably meet some nice girl from a rich background, and he'll forget about Jenny
right.
and fall in love with a new one. I mean, you know, can't you basically fall in love with anybody, basically? So why marry somebody, or why fall in love with somebody who doesn't have any money? Makes sense to me. So Ollie also suspects that his wealthy father dislikes Jenny simply because she is poor. Now, he doesn't know for sure if this is the case, but he suspects it, which means he thinks it's the case, but he doesn't have proof.
Uh-huh.
So oftentimes we suspect people, you know, you might think that, hey, some of my things have been disappearing. And, you know, the only person who has access to my room is my brother. So
oh.
I suspect my brother of stealing those things from my desk.
Ah.
You did it.
Oh, dear. you're probably right. It probably is your brother. Well, Ollie chooses to follow his heart. If you follow your heart, you do something based on your feelings and not on your logic or your sense of, you know, what's right or wrong in your head. He follows his heart instead of doing what his father wishes that he would do. And his father reacts by disowning him. If you disown someone, it means you say, you're no longer part of my family. I don't know who you are. A lot of times, if a wealthy family disowns a child, it means they refuse to not only get together with them, but they cut off the money as well.
Yeah, I don't think there's really anything official you can do here. You can't sign some kind of legal contract or something. It's just symbolic here. Basically, we're not going to talk to you anymore, and you are not going to be part of my inheritance. So he disowns his son. You are not my son. And I believe my wife told me years ago she used to see advertisements in the newspaper in which someone said, I officially disown my son, so-and-so.
Really?
Yeah, oh. I guess that you don't see that anymore. But she said she, when she was a kid, she remembered seeing that people take out these things in newspapers. I guess it can happen sometimes. Children don't always do what their parents want them to. And this harsh treatment is in direct contrast to how Jenny's father reacts. So Jenny's father is part of this as well. We've got this harsh treatment from Ollie's father. He cuts him off. He doesn't give him any financial support. He doesn't call him on his birthday. He doesn't congratulate him when he wins a baseball game or something like that. That's pretty harsh. And harsh could also be used to talk about, say, prisoners of war sometimes are treated harshly in prison camps. Sometimes they're treated okay. But in this case, yeah, the father here is being kind of mean to the son just because he's in love with a baker's daughter. This guy needs to get a life. She's a nice girl. Who cares if her father's a baker? Being a baker is a noble profession. You know, lots of people from Taiwan here win contests and baking contests. What's wrong with being a baker?
I think it's great. It's sure. a lot of work, but you make it stuff people love to eat. If you use that phrase in contrast to something else, it's A is in contrast to B. So I could say the weather in New York City is in direct contrast to the weather here in Taiwan, especially in the winter. I think it's actually quite nice here in the winter. Mm-hmm. But in New York, you get lots of snow and wind. And Ooh. It's very, very cold.
Yeah, that cold wind blows down those avenues and cuts right through you.
So now, if something's in contrast to something else, guys, it just means there's a very distinct or very clear difference between the two things.
Okay, so let's find out what that difference is. Okay. Jenny's father supports Ollie, and also he supports Jenny's wedding, even though the two have little money. That doesn't really surprise me, though, because Jenny's father realizes her daughter's going to marry a rich kid's son, so he probably thinks, great, he'll probably get some money from the parent there, so I won't have to bake loaves of bread over the weekend. And the father is also warm and caring, and he even tries to convince Ollie to make up with his own father. If you try to convince someone, you try to persuade them, you tell them why they should do this. I'm trying to convince you to apply for that job at the bank there. It's really good for your career. And don't keep working in the gas station.
Mm. If you make up with someone, it means you've had a disagreement or a fight. Maybe you and your friend disagreed about something and you said, I don't want to be friends anymore. And then you go home and your mom says, hey, you know, you really like her. You shouldn't stay mad at her. You should go make up with your friend. So if you make up with somebody, you repair that damaged relationship so that you can continue being friends again.
Yeah, make up. For example, hey, I thought Jenny and John had broken up. I'd like to ask Jenny out for a date. Too late, Tom. They made up. They're back together again.
That's right.
So you lost your chance. But yes, the father convinces Ollie to make up with his father. And Jenny's father serves as another familiar symbol in the novel. Familiar means something that we can recognize easily. The ideal of a poor yet generous and loving father figure. So that's another theme here. It's an ideal of a poor person. He's poor, but oftentimes we do realize that poor people are generous. In fact, I think some polls suggest or some research suggests that poor people are more willing to donate money to charities than rich people are. So, yes, they're generous, and he's a loving father figure. Of course, we all want to have a father figure, somebody we can look up to. Dad, tell me what I should do.
Yeah, I really like the idea of Jenny's father. He sounds like a good guy who really doesn't care so much about money, but he cares about people's character and, you know, what kind of person they are. Well, this implies a greater theme of the book. What's that theme that's implied, that's suggested or hinted at? If you imply something, you don't say it directly. You kind of give us hints about it. Well, here's the greater theme, the biggest theme that is actually found in the book. Love is all that matters. Love is all that counts. Nothing else is important, just love.
All you need is love, hence the title of our story today. So there you go. And if you're inspired, maybe you can read this novel yourself, or if you don't have the time and the patience, check out the movie from your local video store, or I guess you probably could download it or watch it on YouTube, who knows. But that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us, but before we say goodbye, we'd like to hear once again from our Chinese teacher.
在两人的爱情关系中，最强烈的反对是来自欧丽的父亲。例如，欧丽的父亲就认为他们 too young to get married， 但欧丽却认为其实是父亲瞧不起 Jenny， 因为 Jenny 来自一个贫穷的家庭。我们来看第二段的倒数第二句。Oli also suspects that his wealthy father dislikes Jenny simply because she is poor. 奥利也怀疑他富有的父亲只是因为珍妮穷就不喜欢他。动词 suspect 是怀疑的意思。Suspect somebody of something 就是怀疑某人做了某事。常常用被动语态来表示 somebody be suspected of something 就是某人被怀疑做了某事。例如The famous singer was suspected of using heroin. 这位知名歌手被怀疑使用海洛因。另一个动词 doubt, D-O-U-B-T, 也有怀疑的意思。当 doubt 后面接名词时，用法和语义和 suspect 差不多。但后面接 that 子句的时候，语义就会和 suspect 不同。如果我们说 I doubt that he will stay long at that job.意思就是说我怀疑他会在那份工作待很久，也就是说我不相信他会待很久。但如果我们说 I suspect that he will stay long at that job， 意思就变成我觉得他会在那份工作待很久。总而言之， doubt 和 suspect 后面都可以接 that 子句，但 doubt 对 that 子句的内容抱持着否定的态度，而 suspect则是抱持着肯定的态度。最后，我们看到文章的最后一段，相较于欧丽的父亲， Jenny 的父亲则是全力支持两人的婚姻。他扮演着慈爱且温暖的父亲角色，甚至还劝欧丽和他的父亲和好。我们看到这一段的第三句， He is warm and caring, and even tries to convince Oli to make up with his own father. 他热心而且体贴，甚至试着说服奥利和他的父亲和好。动词 convince 是说服的意思，说服某人去做某事可以用 convince somebody to do something 来表示，而说服某人相信某事可以写成 convince somebody of something 或是 convince somebody that 加一个完整子句。例如 Brian succeeded in convincing SunnyThat he is an upright and trustworthy person. 布莱恩成功地说服桑尼，使桑尼相信他是一个正直且值得信任的人。
That brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for listening so carefully, and we hope we have helped you with your listening comprehension ability. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.